Okay, once again, good afternoon. I'm glad to be here to tell you some stories, although it's only a small audience, but you are welcome and I'm happy to be here with you. Well, even though you're a small audience, I always make you beg for the story. So you have to say, please tell me a story. Now, when you hear me say creak, you all have to say crack. And this time, it's going to be Isabel who will say creak and you will say crack, because Isabel is my apprentice. So I have to teach Isabel many things, not only the stories, but globally, the culture of my country. So I tell her about the proverbs, you know. I don't know if you know what I mean by proverbs. You just say one sentence, and that sentence means a lot of things. And you get a lesson from it, you know. For instance, if I say, baton bat chien blanc, c'est lig bat chien noir. You may not understand it, it's Creole, but it means the stick that beat on the white dog is the same stick that beat on the black dogs. So you can imagine how much things you can do in that, and especially in politics in Haiti. You cannot detach politics and hunger and poverty in Haiti. Politics, it has to come. And the stories, although they're long, long ago, and we think the enslaved came with the stories, but somehow the proverbs telling the history also of the country. And we cannot detach politics. And a lot of stories deal with people that are hungry, like Debuki and Mali's stories. The other people are hungry, they don't have food, etc. But this afternoon, I already told many stories since morning. I went over there, I told stories. So I'm going to let Isabel tell you a story. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you all the story night, like when night falls. When night falls, then that's the time we say crick crack. And I have a book, my book called When Night Falls. It used to be at the store here. I don't know if it's still there. But you can find it at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com, and the computer. So When Night Falls, crick crack. But in the introduction of that book, although the book has stories, folk tales, and recipes, because I love cooking, I didn't put folk medicine, but some of the stories do speak about folk medicine, the leaves that we use. But the story, I'm going to tell you how the stories, how the night is. When I was young in Haiti, what I witnessed, and I explained that in my book. In the villages, all things happen. For instance, all of you, even if you don't know it in French, but you know in English, I'm going to start it and I want you to sing along with me and I will tell you why.
Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonnez les matines, ding, ding, dong. Ding, ding, dong. Are you sleepy?
Are you sleepy?
What a tune. What a tune. Ding, ding.
Okay. You see that song? Very popular. You all know that song. But you see Buki, the characters. So tell them how Buki is. Buki is?
Stupid and greedy.
And he loves to eat?
Meat.
He do anything for a piece of meat. And he love food in general. He's the type of guy who will put meat under his fingernail at night in the little house they live, the hut. Nobody can sleep because Book is trying to get the pieces of meat under his fingernail and he will be sucking like... So that's Bookie. So, when Bookie hear the children in the neighborhood saying, "Are you sleepy? Are you sleepy, brother John?" And you know what Buki said? When you come to Kiri Kiri Poisson, suivez-moi. You know what Buki said? Bamoso banan, bamoso vian. I want you to say that first and then I will translate it for you. Bamoso banan, bamoso vian. Everybody's singing, but Bookie is asking, give me a piece of plantain, give me a piece of meat. So that's what Bookie says. So sing again, and I will be the Bookie. Isabel will be the Bookie, saying, Bamoso, but are you sleepy? Brother John, Brother John. Bamoso banan, Bamoso vian. Come on, Bamoso banan, Bamoso vian. So that's the way Bookie will be singing, and we will hear children in the villages in Haiti singing that too, just like Bookie, to imitate Bookie. And they're getting ready to listen to stories. You understand? So now another song today, you will hear people singing at night when they're ready to tell stories. It's the mothers and the grandmothers. They take the little baby, they put the baby in bed because it's time to tell stories, and they don't want the little children to be around. So that also is part of our culture. So the little children are going to bed, but the mothers sing for them. They sing their lullaby. It's not like the one you have here. I'm going to sing it for you in Creole, and people who knows it here can sing it with me.
Do, do, tipi tit mama. Do, 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 tipi tit mama. Sili pa dodo, kabla va manger. Sili pa dodo, diabla va manger. Dodo titit, krab nan kalalou.
Okay. What the song is saying is, dodo, go to sleep, my little baby. Because if you don't sleep, you see, the country is very mysterious. There's a lot of magic in it. So if you don't sleep, the devil will eat you. If you don't sleep, the crab will eat you. But at the end, don't be scared. Because at the end, the crab cannot eat you anymore. Because the crab is in the stew. They put the crab in the stew. So that's what the song is saying. So by the time baby is sleeping, do-do titit, crab is in the stew. We cook the crab. Now we are the one going to eat the crab. So that's how they put the little baby to sleep. They sing for them. And it's not... It's not that. It's
do, do, tipitit mama. Do, 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 tipitit mama. Sili pa dodo, kabla va manger. Sili pa dodo, kabla va. Dodo titit,
crab is in the stew. Okay? Bon. Now, there is another song. I want you to be familiar with the song. And at the same time, my apprentice, because this year I'm a master artist for Isabella, my apprentice will get a feeling of what's going on in Haiti. Another thing you hear them singing again at night is, again, mystery in Haiti. Little bird, where are you going? I'm going to Fiat Lalo. Oh! Fiat Lalo can eat little children. If you go, Fiat Lalo will eat you too. You hear children saying that, and that's how it goes. People don't help me.
Tis oiseau côté wa poilé, ma poilé kay Fiat Lalo. Fiat Lalo kon manje ti poule, si wale, la manje ou tout. Bouik kolo bouik, bouik kolo bouik, wo signol manje ko wo sol. Bouik kolo bouik, bouik kolo bouik, wo signol manje ko wo sol. Oulo, 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 en passant la ville Jacmel, toute bête tombée dans bois. Mademoiselle, voulez-vous danser? Non, non, je suis fatiguée.
So this is the song that you hear little children singing, but it's a significance in the magical history of the country. Then there is another song also I want to leave you with, and that's the last song. And I'm going to tell you a short story about that song. That song says, zombie. You know zombie, right? Are you scared of zombie? Yes. Look in your dictionary. I'm not going to tell you. You know what zombie is. Zombie.
Zombie bon mana, we wa kembe tipoulet, we wa tipoulet sauvé, we wa bali la basset, we wa pearl, 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 we wa tipoulet sauvé, we wa.
Now, in English, he's saying, zombie bon mana, that means the regiment of zombie, all the group of zombie. Keep the little chicken, catch the little chicken. Little chicken escape, catch the little chicken. Little chicken escape, cap the. Catch the little chicken. So now I'm going to tell you why the group of zombies has to catch the little chicken. Okay? Before I do that, you have to understand the song. When I go my hand like that, you have to say, yes, king. Because that's what the song is saying. Zombie, catch the little chicken, and each time you say, yes, king, yes, king, yes, king. Say, yes, king. Zombie bon mana,
yes,
catch the little chicken.
Yes,
little chicken escape.
Yes,
catch the little chicken.
Yes,
cash him, cash him, cash him.
Yes,
cash him, cash him, cash him.
Yes,
king. Yes, king. Yes, you telling the king yes, because when the king talk, you better do what the king said. Now I'm going to sing it in Creole, and you will say, we wa. Yes, king, in Creole, say, we wa. We, wa. We is yes, right? We and wa is kin. We wa. Yes, kin. Can you say we wa? We wa. We wa. You know, the children say it better than I do. We wa. We wa. Zombie bon mana.
We wa.
Kembe tipoulet.
We wa.
Tipoulet sauvé.
We wa.
Bali la basset.
We wa.
Poil, poil, poil.
We wa.
Poil, poil, poil. Point, point, point. Okay. Creek. Oh, everybody has to say crack when we start telling story. Creek. Okay. You know, there is a king who lives in the palace. But his wife loved him so much. And you know, his wife was a peasant woman. That's been a poor peasant woman who didn't know how to read or write. But the king selected to marry the peasant woman. You know why? Because the king loves to eat, and the peasant woman will make good food. So he married that woman so he could eat well. Now, January 1st is a special day in Haiti. It's our independence. And you know, we are the first slave revolt who was so successful that like a decade after we became independent, we have our freedom. So that's make Haiti the first black country independent in the Western Hemisphere, the second after the United States. Isn't that something for those who didn't know that? But anyway, the king knew that for January 1st, because it's a big day, Independence Day, his wife was going to make something special for him. So what the wife did, you know, here you hear organic food. So the king wife, I mean the queen, prepared a nice little chicken, you know, was feeding the little chicken, because you know, most chicken in Haiti will eat raw cheese or whatever they find. But that chicken stay right inside of the house. So that was the good chicken that the king was preparing, the queen was preparing for the king. So December 31st, the little chicken was happy, fat, good little chicken, organic chicken, was going to kill the chicken to feed the little chicken. But the little chicken was a magic little chicken. When the little chicken heard that they were going to kill him and cook him, what did he do? Little chicken escaped. Ooh, the queen was so sad. Went to cry to the king. And the king said, oh, no problem. I'm going to get all the zombies to go after the little chicken. So that's when the king called the zombie, and that's when the song came. Zombie bon mana, we wa kembe tipoulet, we wa tipoulet sauvé, bali la basset, pral, 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 pral. Ooh, they went after that little chicken all day. Why? finally, since it was a zombie and the little chicken was already a magic little chicken, the zombie catched the little chicken, took the little chicken to the queen. The queen goes happy, cut the little chicken, cook the little chicken. Oh, well. Do you know what happened, boys and girls? You have to live in Haiti to understand that. The queen started to cook the little chicken. The little chicken smelled good in the whole neighborhood. And then the church started to make noise in the pot. Tick, 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 tick. Oh, before you know it, the chicken got so big they have to get more pots. Pots, 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 a lot of pots to feed, to put the chicken. And they had so many pots to cook the chicken. So after they finished to cook the chicken, the king ate well with his wife. And all the people out there were waiting for a peace. But you know, in Haiti, again, we cannot separate politics and life in Haiti. You know, the king never shared the chicken with the people that were waiting for a peace. So they were so bad. And then they sent the Totomacut. You know, the Totomacut is the bogeyman to get after those people who were bothering the king, waiting in front of the king to get a piece of chicken. So all those people, they won so the king wouldn't catch them. They went with their family and all their little babies. They took a boat and whoop, they came to Miami and to all the shore of Florida. You see, that's why the Haitians are coming. So I went to see what was wrong because I heard immigration was there. I read it on the paper. So I went to see what was wrong. You know what they did to me? They kicked me. That's why I fell here in White Spring to tell you the story. Okay, this is a story, but I wrote a book called Zenga, but I didn't finish it that way. I just say share with everybody because it's a book for children. I don't want the children to see how the king is mean, okay? So you have to do those things when you're telling stories. Okay, so I said I wasn't going to tell stories. I was only going to introduce you to the song, but I end up telling you a story about that song. So now I'm going to be in the audience and I'm going to leave Isabella alone because she's my apprentice and she has to learn to fly with her own wings. So that's why Isabella is going to tell you the story and I'm going to be sitting there listening to Isabella. She's my apprentice. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Isabella, a Haitian storyteller.
Hi, everyone. This story I'm about to tell you is called The Lost Key, and since it's not a booky story or a scary, it is a kind of scary story, but you guys don't have to say creak crack because it's not a booky or a mighty story. In Haiti, godparents are very important in the family, especially the godmothers. So in this story, it's about a godmother and her goddaughter. There was a girl named Marie-Louise. She lived with her father and her mother and her five brothers and sisters. All of a sudden, her mother got sick and she died. So the father was left with five kids to take care of all by himself. And since he didn't have enough money to take care of all of them, he decided to send each child to their godparents. So out of all of them, Marie-Louise was the luckiest because her godmother was giving her clothes to go to school, books, dresses, everything that she wanted, she got. So Marie-Louise and her godmother live in the next village. So she went to the next village, and her godmother was there. And her godmother told her, Marie-Louise, you could go to, this house is yours. You'll be treated as a princess in this house. If you do all, you'll be treated nicely, just do all your chores, and you can have everything you want. You go to all the rooms except one. the one under the stairway. So Mighty Wiz did as she was told. She did her chores, she did her homework. Basically, she was treated as a princess. She wasn't treated as a domestic or as a slave, as a maid, or like usually most kids, when they go live with other people, they're treated wrong as slaves. So the following night, Mary Louise start hearing noises in a room. But she's wondering where the noises are coming from. So she starts following the noises and she hears them, they're coming from the room under the stairs. So she's wondering and wondering, but she can't go in it because it's locked. So one night, her godmother left a key on the kitchen table and told her, "Do your chores. I'll be right back." So the godmother left the key on the table and she went out. So then Maya Louise was like, "What is under that? What is in the room under the stairs?" She's thinking, should I take the key and see what's in the room? So she takes the key. She's real nervous because she knows she's about to do something disobedient to her godmother. So she takes the key and she opens the door. Do you know what she saw in the room? Can't make a guess? Make a guess. You don't know? No. What she saw dead bodies everywhere. She saw blood dripping from the walls, and she was a babysitter. So she seen a little infant baby that she used to babysit a few days before. And a few days after she was babysitting him, the baby got sick all of a sudden, and then the baby just disappeared and died. And she seen the baby in the room, so she's wondering, how did the baby get here? And then also, a few days earlier, the baker of the village also disappeared. And she seen the baker's body right in the room. So she was so scared, she dropped the key, and the key fell in a little pool of blood. So when she picked up the key, she saw a spot of blood on the key. So she had a feeling that her godmother was coming back. So she closed the door, she locked it. And then before she went to go put the key back on the table, she seen the spot of blood. She was like, oh my God, I have to take this blood off. I have to take it off. So she takes a towel and she's scrubbing the key with the towel. She looks at the key, the blood is still there. So she's like, she starts getting scared. She's like, what am I gonna do? So then she boils hot water and she pours the water over the key. The blood is still there. She's like, what am I gonna do? She starts getting scared. So then she put like all these soap detergents, chemicals in a bucket of water. She plunges the key in there. She takes it out. She plunges it back in. She takes it out. She plunges it in. She finally got a key. I'm going to be in trouble. The blood is still there. So she puts it back on the table the same way her godmother left it. She went back and she sat down at the table. Her godmother came, looked at her. Mary Louise, you disobeyed me. Go to your room. At midnight, I'll come and I'll drag you down to the little room under the stairs and beat you. Mary Louise was so scared. She didn't want to get beaten. She didn't want to become one of those zombies in the room. So she packed food, she packed water, she packed some clothes. And that same night, before her godmother went to come and get her, she left. She started going back to her village where her dad was. So later that night, she was so tired and sleepy, she slept under the bridge. And before she went to sleep, she took a big, heavy stick and laid it next to her. And right before she closed her eyes, she seen these two yellow cat eyes just coming towards her. And she got so scared, she picked up the stick and she just swung it like, and all you hear was clack, like a bones breaking. So then, as she woke up the next day, she went back. She started going back to her village. She reached her village where her dad was the next day. And then, like, when she got there, she heard people just talking about her godmother. Oh, did you hear what happened to Louise's godmother? Did you hear? And she's like, what happened? And then finally someone came up to her and told her that your godmother was found dead in front of the baker's bakery, just lying there with two broken legs. Do you know what was found in her pocket? What was in her pocket? The key. The little key to the door, to the room under the stairs. And that's the story.
Who you think the cat was?
The mother?
That was the grandmother who turned to a cat and went to get Marie-Louise. You understand now? So you see the mystery? All right. Okay, I think that's... They kicked me, and here I am to tell you the stories.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Good
catch.
Yeah, that was cool, actually.
We'll be right back.
Okay, good. I got four codes.
But you can't see them.
What are we doing?
What
best on you? You gotta change your string.
Four times one. Yeah, I can't.
I know. But you got your new one.
Y'all be fine.
You know that sound when you marry?
Yeah. Yeah,
and you play it?
Yeah.
It's raining.
Yeah.
Four times three. Four times
three. Tell a joke.
Ready?
Take my wife.
Seriously?
Thank you.
Thank you.